And we're back, and that was Wild Horses by The Sundays.
But the song Wild Horses, that's a cover song by the Rolling Stones. So it was very beautifully sung by this woman.
The Sundays, the group, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about what's happening around town, John.
Well, I don't have any events local like this week, but next week, on Thursday, August the 22nd, Steve Lindsay and Roy Vanderbrook, a friend of mine, they have a charity show.
Yes.
And Linda can tell you more about this charity
That's
show.
That's right. So Lindsay Music Therapy Concert, August 25th, 2024, from 11 to 8 p.m., Lions Park. That's 2300 Lions Way, Port Coquitlam. And there's going to be a bunch of bands there. And yes, the funds will be raised to donate to the CNIB Foundation. And what does CNIB stand for, John?
Canadian National Institute for the Blind.
Amazing, amazing. Okay, what else you got?
And then on that Saturday, August the 24th, that next week, at the Crescent Beach Legion, that Club 240, Intoxicated by Nature, that's a band by James Shepherd. He's a lead singer, and they just got back together after like 5-year hiatus, but they're opening for another popular blues singer in town, Waylon Walker. The doors are at 7 p.m., and I think it's $20 in advance, maybe $25 at the door. But I'm going to be definitely going to that show because James is such a professional guitarist. This is you have to really witness and hear his playing to really understand. And he's a good friend of mine, too, so I want to support him. So please go out to Club 240.
All right. Now let's talk about not only are you a doctor, but you love to do yoga.
Yeah. I don't know when it was, maybe more than 10 years ago. A friend of mine, actually a few friends had recommended it, and I was very much into it on a regular basis. Unfortunately, with COVID, the studio was going to close down. So now I'm one of those home yoga practitioners. I practice on my own from videos.
Oh, amazing. And then are you one of those, like, do you go hiking?
I do a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So are you one of those hikers that go up to the mountain and you do the yoga pose?
Of course.
Amazing. Okay. And which pose is it, the normal? What is that pose called when you...
Oh, the tree pose.
Is that what
That's
it's called?
One of the most popular ones,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, yeah. Or the when they use...
Warrior pose.
Warrior pose, is that what that is? Where they stretch it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, both beautiful. Great for pictures. Amazing. Okay. I don't know. Any tips for anyone that... Like, I currently have like a little kink on my neck. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because, like, I've got this crazy bun that I sleep with, and then if you sleep the wrong way, you'll get that kink in your neck.
Yeah.
What can you do about that?
Like I've experienced that with my hair, too.
Yeah, right? You know, or you sleep on, yeah. Any tips for neck kind of?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, acupuncture, for sure, is very effective at helping to manage pain. It's well recognized for many different pain conditions. The cause of what you're describing sounds muscular, so mm-hmm. it sounds like your muscles just get super tight. I always tell my patients that the shoulders and the ears shouldn't be friends. So it's like the two students in class that you want to separate from each other. If you sit them next to each other, the ears and the shoulders,
yes,
they get to be troublemakers. But if you separate them from each other, then you're much healthier.
I see.
And then definitely,
that is right, because I have a really nice pillow. It's like the ones that really...
Memory foam.
Memory foam. And I wake up with my shoulders on the pillow, and then your neck's getting... Yeah. So I have to put my shoulders down and just have my neck on the pillow. It's very critical because you will get...
Yes.
Upset your muscles, and you'll wake up with a stiff neck.
Yeah, definitely a good pillow is a really good tip as well. So having the right pillow for you, and stretches, and checking your posture. You know, we have what a lot of people now call tech neck. So looking, you know, the head is about the weight of a bowling ball. So if you can imagine putting your arm out and holding bowling ball in your hand, it would get really heavy really quick. And we're asking the neck muscles to hold the head with our head projected forward, sticking out forward, or looking down at our phones, or reaching forward, looking at the computer.
Yeah.
We should get our head over our torso.
Over. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So kind of just stick them out there.
Yeah, well, one of my friends calls it the sexy double chin.
A sexy double chin. Okay.
Pull your chin back.
Pull your chin back and, yeah, boobs out, folks. Okay. All right. We're going to get to a song and we'll be back with more Melissa Carr. Dr. Melissa Carr. Here's Needles and Pins by the Deftones on CJSF. Yeah, lots of screaming going on in that song. And do people ever scream when you put the needle in?
No.
No. It's all just nice and relaxing, folks. Who knew? Okay, John, what do you got? You got a coupon going on here.
Oh, yeah. Well, today I get up late and then I'm pretty slow at eating breakfast. So 1 o'clock rolls around. Oh, I'm starving. Let's go to the Java Express, just a block away from me. And I order the Java Express avocado wrap. And it is super delicious. Lettuce, tomatoes, bacon, egg, just every avocado. Oh, just all these yummy, good nutrition for you. And I went there a couple weeks ago. And this young lady, a new employee, she made me a huge one of these. And then today, she made one exactly the same, a huge wrap. So I told her, oh, thank you, Zoe. And I'll give you a shout out on the radio show tonight. So thank you, Zoe. And if you're ever down in White Rock, go to the Java Express. They have really good food there. Thank you.
All right, excellent. Okay, yeah, let's talk about more events that are happening around town. So I'm just going to quickly read these off here. All right, the 5th annual East Van Cider Fest, that's happening August 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Wise Lounge. Oh, I'm not sure if that's it. Maybe it's at the Wise Lounge. Yeah, I've got to double check that because I think I typed that out wrong. Mm. Okay, anyways, Vancouver Loves Drums and Bass, August 24th, 10 p.m. at the Fortune Sound Club. John, you could read the number 3 there.
The 13th annual Vancouver Vintage Motorcycle Show and Shine. That's on August 24th, 11 a.m. at Trev Dealey Motorcycles. Is that the Trev Dealey's in Langley,
nope,
I guess?
Nope, it's in Vancouver.
Oh, Vancouver.
Yes,
okay.
These are Vancouver ones.
The Trev Dealey in
Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Yeah, boundary there. Okay. And then we got the Vancouver Vegan Festival 2024, September 7th at 10 a.m. at Kitts Beach. All right. So do you eat anything, Dr. Carr? Are you vegetarian or vegan? Or
I would say I'm flexitarian.
What's flexitarian?
Food is an important part of Chinese medicine, which a lot of people don't know. Actually, one thing I haven't mentioned to you guys is I'm in the process of getting a book published about nutrition in Chinese medicine. It's coming out in January.
Wow, congratulations.
So what's it called?
It's called, modern traditional Chinese medicine or modern Chinese medicine food cures.
Amazing.
And it's a personalized approach.
Personalized approach. Wow. So I don't know. Does that mean like you could kind of fill it in for yourself?
The idea is that you can check out the book, read the different sections. There's a quiz in there to help you determine what approach might be best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can assemble your own best dietary options for you. Because I don't think that there's any one way to eat perfectly.
Right, because, exactly. Each person is going to be different for everyone. Yeah, okay. I guess let's talk about, I know we've got like almost 10 minutes here, but just before we go, I want to make sure people can contact you. Like, tell everyone where can they do that?
Yeah, so there's two websites to mention. So my own clinic is Active TCM, and so that's www.activetcm.com. And on there you can find tips and stuff. So if you want ideas of things that you can do for yourself, I put a lot of resources on there. You can reach me directly if you want to by emailing me through that website. Or you can reach me at drcarrtcm@gmail.com. The other clinic is MyRest, and that's myrest.ca. And we have some resources and information and blogs on there as well. And also, everything has online bookable now, so makes it easy. We're all online.
Yes, perfect. And you are telling me if anyone gets into a car accident, it's covered or something. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so with ICBC, at MyRest, the practitioners there, and then myself, we see a lot of patients who've been, unfortunately, in a car accident. And you get 12 sessions for acupuncture. You do have to use it within a certain time frame. It has to be that the injury itself is related to the accident. So you can't just go in because you feel like it. It needs to be related to the accident. But the good news is that you can get better. You can heal. You can use your sessions to get you back to where you were prior to the accident.
Amazing. And if someone does go for acupuncture, how many times do you think it will take for them to relieve their pain? Like, how many times do they have to go? I'm sure it's different, varies to each person, but
it does. The more acute it is, so the more recent something happened, generally it's a little bit faster. If you've been dealing with something for 10 years, it generally takes longer.
Mm.
The more serious it is, generally it takes longer. I do tell my patients usually that they should notice something within a few sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to make them come in for 12 sessions before they should see any improvement. My job is to make sure they see some improvement within a few sessions. And some people, it's immediate after the first, but that's not always to be expected.
Right, exactly. All right. And when you said people got into car accidents, I thought of this song, La Chinga, Light It Up, and we'll be back with more Dr. Melissa Carr.
We'll be right back.
remember, if you get into a car crash, go to MyRest. MyRest.com. Is it .com or .ca?
.ca.
.ca. .ca,
John, folks. The house recommended.
Yes. Okay. We're going to talk about what's the difference between Western and Chinese medicine.
Yeah, so Chinese medicine has its own medical system. So it is a complete medical system, and it's thousands of years old, so that's definitely one difference is the age of it. But like all medicines, it continues to evolve. So even though it's ancient, it's also modernized and evolved. Chinese medicine, one of the benefits is that it's very, as John had mentioned, it's holistic. So we're looking at the whole body. We can't really disconnect the way that we think, how we feel. They are integrated. So how your emotions affect your physical body and your physical body affects your emotional body. And we have different tools. So we're using acupuncture needles, herbs, our hands with massage, perhaps, things like cups, gua sha, scraping tools, and nutrition. So those are, and lifestyle recommendations as well.
Mm-hmm. So those cups and the gua sha, they don't hurt?
Well, I would say that the gua sha hurts.
Yeah. But I guess maybe people like the pain. Gua sha is like, they're scraping. They're scraping the skin until it kind of...
With a tool.
Yeah.
So it would be
so it gets all red and stuff. Yeah.
Of the skin.
No, it's like massage. It's like deep, strong massage. Mm. Physiotherapy is borrowed from this, for example, Graston technique. A lot of other therapies have borrowed from Chinese medicine.
Mm. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, now let's talk about Main Street, because, this is where the clinic is. Where do you guys like to go to eat?
Well, last year, mm-hmm. I turned 50, uh-huh. and my husband we went to Vietnam and Cambodia as my celebration. And so the Vietnamese food, I loved it so much. So Anan Chi, which is a very popular restaurant, and you have to either line up or get there really early, and then Pho Goodness. So those are two of my favorite on Main Street.
Amazing. Any clothing shops?
Oh, there's a ton of vintage clothing shops on there. I never remember the names of them. I think my sister's closet is a great shop to be able to get consignment clothing or donation clothing. Actually, I think that they help the downtown east side.
Love that.
My sister's closet.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to be downtown Vancouver, and I was involved in another radio show called Sound Therapy Radio, where it was a mental health program, and we did a lot of work with them, helped them
fantastic.
At their shows and to raise money and stuff, because it's important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very important.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Melissa Carr, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, baby.
He's bam,
baby. Well, we're going to end with Autogram. Here's Mantra right here on CJSF. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me, DJ Meddy. See you next week. Bye.